There are over 15 million Nigerians around the world. Nigerians with great passion and commitment, filled with talents and embedded with great vision and virtue. On Saturday, the 25th of July, we celebrate National Diaspora Day on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Broadcasting live, National Diaspora Day 2020. Celebrating Nigerians in Diaspora. Time, 2 p.m. Nigerian and UK time. 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, USA, 9 p.m. China Time. Theme, Leveraging Diaspora Resources for National Development in a COVID-19 Era. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in Diaspora up to speed.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We're giving positive Nigerian energy, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. All right, today is National Diaspora Day, and all our broadcasting, all our programming is queued towards that direction. And you know what we've been doing in the last 1.5 hours? Immediately after weekend Nigeria, we've been talking to Nigerians in diaspora. And of course, we have another Nigerian in diaspora, Professor Francis Lewu. Professor, good day. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having
me. Do you agree that you're a Nigerian in the diaspora?
Correct, yes.
All right. Professor Francis Lewu lives in Wellington, Cape Town, a professor of medicinal and crop propagation and conservation, head of Department of Agriculture at Cape Town Peninsula University of Technology in South Africa. Prof, you're welcome to Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Thank you.
All right, this is Diaspora Day, National Diaspora Day. We're speaking to Nigerians all over the world, you know, getting their views and perspectives. All right, and the way we start is for you to establish your Nigerianness. Tell us, you know, what part of Nigeria you're from, you know, what you used to do before Nigeria, did you go to school here, and all of that, so that Nigerians can know that, I mean, like they say, this is not Sakamaje.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Nigerians. Basically, I was born in Kaduna.
Really?
But I'm from Kaba in Kogi State. I'm Yoruba by descent. Mm. I studied my primary education was in Kaduna in Kogi State.
Mm.
I had my A levels in Kwara State Polytechnic, and I had my first and second degree in Abeokuta and the Premier University,
mm.
Ibadan.
Up school.
And I proceeded in 2004. Yeah.
Great UI.
Proceeded in 2004 Great UI. So it was to South Africa. I studied in ALICE, mm. Fortier University. I did my PhD in botany,
mm.
basically in medicinal conservation and propagation. And I've worked, you know, in same university at the University of Zululand. And of course, where I am right now for the past 9 years, Cape Peninsula University of Technology.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm proud of you. Nigeria is proud of you. Spirit of Nigeria Radio is proud of you. Head of Department of Agriculture at Cape Town Peninsula University of Technology in South Africa. Before we go to some of the critical issues about why you left Nigeria, about why, you know, brain drain or no brain drain, and let's ask, you know, something that is happening right now. COVID-19. I have two ladies with me here, Temi Tokpe and Tomi. I think Tomi is eager to ask you a question. Just listen to her.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much for your response thus far. I really want to ask, because it's a pressing issue in Nigeria. You know, we are kind of traditional and cultural. So people are trying out there abroad, trying to look for vaccines in the chemical way. But here back in our own country, we're trying to see if we can use this traditional medicine herbs to cure COVID-19. So what's your take on this, and to what effect can this be possible?
Yeah, basically, traditionally, Africa has, in memorial time, been using medicinal plants and quite a number of herbs and spices being used currently. Is basically, you know, the fact that COVID-19 took the world by surprise,
mm.
and the so-called first world is called napping. The African continent has basically been able to manage the incidence of COVID-19 through the use of traditional medicines. Mm. And with the information we have in hand and with the veracity of experiences that is coming from the continent, it appears we're doing great in terms of controlling the incidence and especially the death rate in the continent has been put to check because we've gone back to the basis. Mm-hmm. And so I am 100% in support of use of the traditional methods that are currently being used. A couple of herbs, spices that are used both in Nigeria, you know, as I hear from people, and of course here in South Africa, that has really been helping.
Mm, wow, okay, that's encouraging.
And basically there are scientific basis for the efficacy of these spices, especially when they are combined. So we're achieving good success in managing the disease.
All right.
If you are able to study or know about the way it affects human body and why it causes death, the basic problem is the inflammation of organs and the coagulation of blood, which happen basically inside man's organ. There are lots of anti-inflammatory herbs, spices that is available across the world. People would use and would definitely help in reducing or checking the ability of such coagulation to take place in blood. And when you I remember when we were young, if we had malaria, you cut dogoyaro, neem tree, as a general indica. And then you boil it. In some cases, they add some bark and we inhale them. Incidentally, just inhaling warm steam air helps to killing the viruses in all orifices of the body. If you're able to cover your face vis-a-vis the eye, the mouth, and the throat, and of course the nostrils, the virus could be killed before it, you know, descend down into the lungs where it starts exercising its damaging role. So basically, the traditional methods which, you know, we have been used to right from time are highly very efficient in controlling disease incidents.
All right, good to hear that.
COVID-19.
All right, we've been talking to Professor Francis Lewu. He is the head of Department of Agriculture at Cape Town Peninsula University of Technology in South Africa. This is National Diaspora Day and Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We are speaking, conversing with Nigerians all over. Prof, okay, let's talk about more critical issues, you know, beyond COVID-19. I know that COVID-19 is what is trending in, you know, all over the world, but then Nigeria has a peculiar problem. Prof, you left Nigeria to go to, you know, the university in South Africa you're teaching. Doctors are leaving Nigeria in droves. UK is attracting Nigerians, saying they can work only 14 days and give them huge amounts of money, especially when you check up the conversion rate between the pounds and the naira. It's very, very attractive. What exactly is the problem and what is the solution?
Yeah, well, living in Nigeria on my own personal experience was almost a matter of urgency. I have a master's degree. I was working in IIT.
Okay.
As a national staff.
Right.
But my take home, like Asu would say, wasn't taking me home. So
it was stopping you at the bus stop.
Yes. I decided to apply for further studies. I couldn't afford it in Nigeria. It's quite expensive. So I got an offer in the US and in South Africa, but the South African process was faster.
Mm.
So I moved in 2004. Mm. And when I got here, actually before I left Nigeria, I informed my host that I'm unable to afford the school fees, but my host was very interested in the proposal I sent.
Mm.
It was basically on conservation and propagation of crops.
Mm.
But being a botany department, he opted that I should rather work on medicinal plants. So, and I took up the offer. So when I finished, I wanted to go back to my job. The Medical Research Council of South Africa and the university where I studied, they both put heads together. It was kind of a struggle between the Medical Research Council and my university on where I was supposed to proceed on a postdoctoral fellow.
Wow.
Because they needed me to continue the work I was doing on my PhD. And I had a couple of calls, radio talks on the findings, which were published in international journals. And farmers confirmed on radio, personal calls from different farmers across the country.
Mm.
So the technology we developed was right, and it worked. So the MRC needed to take the process forward. So I was employed to stay, and with the indication that the state paid for my PhD, it was time to pay back.
Wow.
So I decided to stay. And but my institution will not have any of that anymore. So I had to resign at IIT in order to assist. It's just about trying to build integrity.
Yeah.
Leaving South Africa at that time would be tantamount to robbing the state. So I decided to stay. And I was on the postdoc for just about 15. And when I got a permanent job at another university. So yeah, basically that's how.
All right, so from what you've said, it boils down more to economic reasons, if you ask me, and maybe professional development, you know, on the level of international best practices.
Yeah, well, on a personal basis, in terms of having to put body and soul together, it was economy. In terms of professional development, IITA is an international center with very sound. Yeah. So, and when I was in IITA, I was responsible for the rejuvenation and conservation of over 40,000 acres of different types of seeded crops. And my field of operation spanned from Kano to Zaria to Mokwa to Ibadan and Ikene in Ogun State. So I would contemporarily have operations in all these fields every season and travel through all the stretch of the country, maintaining those trials.
Yeah.
So it was a challenging and interesting environment, but I wasn't happy. I mean, it was difficult to survive.
I know.
Why? And so then they will give you everything.
Yeah, that's
an idea to work with.
All right.
Exactly. That was the experience I had when I got home.
Okay. So are you looking forward to coming back home, sir?
Well, I don't mind to come if there's a need for any specific niche area that the country needs my service for, I will be glad to give back. I don't mind, but I'm also happy here. I've got a permanent job.
I know you certainly will be happy there, you know, and the kids probably don't want to come home. Madame too doesn't want to come home, but I know that you will come back home. I know the way it is.
Yeah.
All right, one last one that Nigerians would naturally expect me to ask you about. South Africa, Nigeria, xenophobia. Give us a sense of what exactly the issues are, and then we can round it all up because we have to join, you know, the live Zoom meeting of the National Diaspora Day conference happening, you know, around the world. All right, so,
The African community in South Africa is actually very, very poor. We're sitting in a very serious mess. So the disparity between the rich and the poor is wide. So the cases around xenophobia that we often hear is not really typically born out of hatred for, you know, other people, but for economic reasons. The fact that you're foreign, you're doing well, and I am here as a South African, I've got nothing. It will normally create some kind of tension. So, but the truth of the matter is, if they know you as a professional and you're doing well, you are appreciated. They will actually say to your face, this is the kind of foreign people we want here. So that's basically what happens. In the advent of COVID-19 right now, I can say of, I think about three or four Nigerians that I've had on TV, I've seen them on TV. They are Nigerians across the spectrum from southeast to the west. You go, Yoruba guys that are doing fantastically well in the MRC, in other universities that are trying to develop vaccine for COVID-19, and they're really doing fantastically well. They're moving very fast. So, and then they appreciate these people. The Ayokocha Research Council here has got lots of Nigerians that are doing very greatly, that are developing cultivars for the country. These cultivars are making lots of money. And there's a specific type of sweet potato that was developed by a raised yet another Nigerian from Kogi State. He championed the project. They're making millions from exports on it. The medicinal plant development and propagation stuff is led by a Nigerian in the ERC. Nigerians are doing well. The success of Nigerians in this country is not hidden. So, and the government try his best to protect every citizen and lawful immigrants in the country. And I think the last xenophobic attack that happened was quite an unfortunate one, where Nigerians were put at the forefront, when in actual fact the details that we had was it was not even, it's got nothing to do with the Nigerian ambition, but it's just an unfortunate situation. But I think it's more of struggle and battle for resources.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Nice and good place to hang it on this conversation
with you
this afternoon, Professor Lewu, who is of the university somewhere there in South Africa, and that is the University of Peninsula, at Cape Town Peninsula University of Technology in South Africa. Nice conversation we had. I think one day we'll call you. You would be the subject of Diaspora Discourse. We can talk a lot more about this, because right now we need to join the National Diaspora Day discussion organized by the Nigerians in Diaspora Commission. It's been very fantastic, illuminating, talking with you. And because we have been talking we started talking with you on the coronavirus and our traditional medicine, medicinal, and, you know, our crops can help. Let's play you this one by Cobams. Cobams, it's We Go Win. And, of course, it is... We go win. We go win coronavirus. Listen to it, enjoy it, and keep on listening to Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Thank you very much.
My brother, my sister, papa, mama, and pikin. Corona, no big pass us. We go fight time, we go win. As long as we remember to always do the right thing, wash your hands, love each other, we go in. Corona, na the virus, we the worry human being. E no get Lego, but e de waka from person to person. But if it be time, if it stop time, if we maintain good hygiene and practice social distancing, we go in. No shaking hands with your neighbor. Blow them a kiss from afar. Use soap and water to wage war. Let's show we are special, we're courageous, we are awesome human beings. We de super, we get power, we can conquer anything. If we hear word and obey laws and exercise discipline, wash your hands, love each other, we go in. If it be like say you know well, like it's something they do you. And you feel say, you believe say, he get a seed to you. And your body no chrysurgy, like it's something they do you. No let panic finish you, you go in
self-isolate for the sake of courageous, you're a cajured human being. You too much, oh, you get power, you can conquer anything. Only if you hear word and obey laws and exercise discipline. Wash your hands, love one another, we go, we know.
My brother, my sister, papa, mama, and Pekin. COVID-19, no big pass, we go fight and we go win. Just as long as we remember to always do the right thing. Wash your hands, love each other, we go win.
There are over 15 million Nigerians around the world. Nigerians with great passion and commitment, filled with talents and embedded with great vision and virtue. On Saturday, the 25th of July, we celebrate National Diaspora Day on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Broadcasting live, National Diaspora Day 2020. Celebrating Nigerians in Diaspora. Time, 2 p.m. Nigerian and UK time. 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, USA, 9 p.m. China Time. Theme, Leveraging Diaspora Resources for National Development in the COVID-19 Era. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in Diaspora up to speed.